Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
On Friday, I had the most lovely chat with a man, Michael. Well, I'm going to call him Mick because he said I could. Who you may recall, if you were listening, was about to marry his beloved fiancée, Melanie. However, you will also recall that large limits were put on weddings last week, and it was deemed that only 5 people could attend. And so with grown-up children and guest lists, they had to scramble and decided they would go ahead rather creatively. Mick had such a delightfully positive Aussie attitude towards the wedding, which indeed went ahead. I asked him whether he would check back in with us, and he's a man of his word. Not only did he commit to the marriage, he's committed to you, the listeners of ABC Radio Melbourne and beyond, to give us a full rundown of how it went. Good morning and congratulations, Mick.
Good morning, Sammy. Thank you very much.
I'm alarmed that you're getting up so early for me. I would have thought you had a big couple of nights as a newly married man.
I'm taking one day off work today.
You deserve it. Take me through. How did Saturday go?
Despite the trying times, it was a magnificent day, Sammy. It really was. Blown away by how extra wonderful Melanie looked. I think you've got a couple of pictures. You might have had time to look at a look at them.
They're absolutely gorgeous, and you both look, well, as happy as you should be.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was, yeah. You know, despite all the dramas, it was special. It was beautiful and really, really happy. And we can do this. Everybody can do this without being overly concerned about the issues facing us now.
Now, Mick, you told me a few specifics that I want to drill into, including the fact that you were going to have a 6-year-old and a 13-year-old on a ladder over the fence. How did that go? No broken bones?
No, that was fantastic. Sari and Yossi walked Melanie down the lane to the back of the property and took his place on the ladder with my other son, Flynn. And, yeah, they were great. They had a ball, and despite your misgivings about giving a 6-year-old a megaphone, he was brilliant.
I should make it clear, it was due to social distancing requirements. He had them on a ladder, not just because he didn't want them there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the megaphone, was it employed judiciously by the 6-year-old?
It was. It adhered more to the script than the 13-year-old did.
And what were his lines? Which part was he taking part in?
All that original plan was our children were going to give us away.
Oh.
And Melanie's daughter, who was of legal age to be a witness, was going to be one of those and had a best man. But, because they couldn't be in the actual virginity office during the ceremony, they had to be up on the ladder with the megaphone shouting when the prompts came that I do and I'm the person giving away this lovely lady.
Oh. But you said the 13-year-old went a bit off script, did they?
Oh, he tried to do the voice of doom thing. Who gives away this man? And Flynn says, I do.
Bit of Darth Vader coming out. Hey, Carol from Craigieburn has texted you, Mick. I'd like to send Mick a wedding present, the quintessential virtual toaster. That's a gift from
thank you so much. That's just cotton socks.
One of my favourite photos that you did send through to our producers was a little photo. Did you do some of the weddings or the vows or the speeches in a bit of a Bob Dylan style, cards?
I wasn't sure of... They were some after photos. I was just looking at Sydney Chair and taking some photos. Melanie took some photos on my camera. I wasn't sure about the sound quality on the Facebook stream. So an homage to the Subterranean Homesick Blues and wrote them out on cards and threw them on the ground and picked them up later, of course.
And how many people did you have tuning in?
I haven't even had. I rewatched the stream pretty much very soon after the event, and it was just love and support just flowing. It was overwhelming. The support and love we got was
brilliant. Of course, because people can be commenting as they're watching, can't they? So you wouldn't have known that at the time.
No, but the rewatching, I thought,
That is such a special, obviously there's all the downsides of how you had to rearrange this wedding, but very few people, in fact, no one normally has a chance to watch their wedding back and see their loved ones' responses in real time throughout the ceremony.
It was a special thing. It really was.
And so, Mick, how did you then celebrate? I guess then it was back inside the house where you could be with the kids again.
Yeah, and the celebrant left, so it was one less person. We ordered some hamburgers, and I had a glass of champagne and a couple of beers, and that was it.
That is sounds like the perfect end to a bizarrely perfect day for you. Mick and Melody, huge congrats. Listeners are texting in to send their love. Terry says she's crying now. Brilliant description, Mick.
Thanks, Terry.
We want to wish you all the very best. Thanks for sharing your story and your joy with us, Mick. And
absolute pleasure, Sam.
And stay in touch throughout the year ahead. You're going to have a lot more time together as a freshly married couple, but it sounds like you'll be just fine and very right for each other.
Yeah, off to a great start. Thank you very much.
Mick and Melody, congratulations. Newlyweds, here we are in this new world that we're living in, but they're getting on with it and they're having what looks like an incredible day together.
Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.